Fleet safety crisis looms as freight industry recovers. The U.S. commercial trucking industry is currently facing a fleet safety crisis, with nearly 1 in 5 trucks on the road failing to meet basic roadworthiness standards. This metric stands as the number one predictor of fatal accidents, highlighting the urgent need for maintenance and inspection checks. The freight cycle has been recovering, with utilization rates rising, but this has led to a massive accumulation of deferred maintenance from the prolonged freight recession of 2022 to 2026. As high-frequency data confirms, this risk is now coming back online, posing significant challenges to fleet operators and regulators alike. Enforcement data shows that the current vehicle out-of-service, OOS, rate has hit 21.6% across 3.3 million inspections, resulting in over 700,000 vehicles being removed from the road annually. This highlights the need for increased regulatory oversight and enforcement to prevent accidents and ensure public safety. The risk is compounded by an enforcement lag, with the system currently auditing just 1.5% of carriers per year, meaning the average carrier will not face a comprehensive audit for 65 years at current staffing levels. This creates a significant gap in ensuring compliance with roadworthiness standards. Meanwhile, a recent fleet management study by J.J. Keller shows that visible executive commitment to fleet safety culture has declined over the past 2 years, suggesting a lack of urgency and attention to this critical issue. The most consequential stretch of safety policy in a generation is unfolding alongside these maintenance economics and regulatory shifts. The 2025 executive order fundamentally shifted the focus to English proficiency and non-domiciled CDL irregularities to prevent catastrophic failures caused by chameleon carriers.